This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 130 for Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Where if you're about to hit the start button, I'm going to start talking.
You almost did it again, too.
I do, like every week, I do the same thing to you. I just like to keep you on your toes.
Oh, my goodness. Now, so here we are, November 18th. If you hear a little noise in the background, that's our psychotic cat running laps in the bedroom, apparently.
She sleeps all night and all day, and then at random times, as cats do, she just runs, like does laps up and down. I love it when she runs on the hardwood in the hallway and then like skids.
Oh, yeah,
and
does the whole...
bump into the door at the end of the... at the end of the hallway.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
So, let's jump right in. Huh? We have a little house cleaning to do, so to speak.
We do. Actually, some of what we're going to talk about tonight is more informational than exciting, but some of it's important to us. So,
yep.
We'll take it from there.
So, yesterday... kind of in an unexpected turn of events.
Well, yes and no.
Well, yes and no. I mean, we plan for everything. As you know, we had AndersonPens.net for a number of years, and earlier this year, we actually were able to acquire AndersonPens.com.
After 5 long years of waiting.
Yes, after waiting, I literally put a note in my... on my phone to remind me when it expired. So we planned for this. We've got everything, you know, all our ducks in a row. What's what we need to do to change over? So people who normally think to go to a .com, they would try to get to us and they wouldn't get there. So we had everything set, and then I had this change the file a change of name with our host. And they said it could take up to 5 days, so I did it right before I was going to see my chiropractor. And sure enough, apparently today, yesterday was the day they were going to do things right away. 25 minutes later, they flipped the switch, and I found out in the middle, right before I'm ready to go in, and got back, and we flipped everything, and it was supposed to take 5 days. It took an hour. Zero downtime, everything was good. So
what does that mean for you if you're listening or watching us? Honestly, it means
nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing will change. We had no downtime on the site. Nothing has been changed. You'll still log in exactly the same way. Everything. Nothing's changed. All it does is it makes it easier for new people to find us, because if you're searching for a website, like Brian said, you normally think .com instead of .net. So it just means that new people will be able to join you guys in shopping the site, hanging out on the podcast, etc.
Yeah. So and all the old email addresses will all be the same. Yeah. All get to the same place. So if you still accidentally send an email to, you know, to us at the old address, it will get to us still. If you have old bookmarks for stuff, it'll still get to the same place, everything forwards. So,
it's absolutely way more exciting for us than for you guys, but we just thought we'd share because it is exciting for us.
It's the most uneventful change ever.
I know, yeah, but I hate it, you know, when you build this up to be this huge big deal and it really isn't. So we're just totally saying it doesn't change anything for you, but we're excited. We've been waiting 5 years for this. And it finally happened, so we're excited. We wanted to share.
Yeah, so you'll see the new addresses. So we thought we would bring it up. So everything, 99% of everything should have .com all set. So
I think you deserve a big round of applause because you worked really hard to make it happen. So there you go.
Well, thank
give
you.
Give yourself a hand.
All right, hang on. I'll give myself a round of applause. Because you can't do it, so.
Exactly. All right. Let's see. Other exciting things.
We have a visitor this week.
Last I heard. I have not heard anything. So I'm not sure if we're going to have a company or not. Our friend Martin, who lives in Virginia, some of you may remember the one of the infamous trips to Virginia to pick up the big Parker case. Our friend Martin is the one who sold us the case. Ooh, I could bury Martin in the case.
No. He's responsible.
He's great. So we're excited to see him. His plan is to, I think he's flying from Virginia into Madison, spending a couple days there, then come up here for a day, and then go visit Susan Worth in Milwaukee, and then make it home for Thanksgiving.
He's doing the tour to Wisconsin and
yeah.
People.
Peeps. MAM, Madison, Appleton, Milwaukee.
Yep. So that'll be nice. Hopefully, it'd be cool to be able to, you know, I mean, and Martin is the one we also, one of the former owners of Snorkel Solutions, and he's one of the few people at pen shows who actually does repair pens, mostly primarily snorkels, but I think he does some other stuff too, but, you know, maybe if we have some time, it'd be awesome if we could sit down and then talk repairs, and it's always good to have time to catch up on things like that, and maybe he's got some tricks, tips that I don't know about. I'm sure he does. He's been doing this for a long time, so it'll be a lot of fun to chat with him. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I think either for Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving, he's going to go to. His daughter and his grandkids just moved some like Arizona or someplace, so I think he's going to go there for Christmas or something. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Cool. So, yeah. Looking forward to that. He'll get to see the store, and we've got it all decorated up for Christmas now. Dave's done a bang-up job.
Yeah.
With Christmas lights, and we've got little wrapped presents everywhere in the cases next to the pens, and we had a Appleton downtown had a contest this last weekend for best window display, so
we did not win.
We didn't even try.
We just wanted to play.
we're just happy to be here.
We are just happy to be there. In fact, we just had our 1 year anniversary on the 16th.
Cool.
So that was exciting. I will say that Dave is amazing. He's wonderful with displays, and he's very good at dealing with me. We tried to hang icicle lights in the back of the store, over the back entrance. It's fairly tall, and we thought this would be a good way to kind of frame it out. Let's just go with it didn't work. There's a gate that comes down, a metal gate, and we couldn't get the lights far enough away from the gate, and then they stopped working. So wait a minute.
So now I do have a legitimate question. This has not been scripted because when I get into the store, it's like an hour and a half of sheer madness. So we're not like just today. I was saying, well, it just goes by so quickly. An hour and a half is nothing. Are we hanging those lights somewhere, or what are we doing with those?
Well, I have to take them back and exchange them because we got them sort of hung up, and then the middle section just stopped working. But we need to find a way to hang them so they're far enough away from the gate so the gate doesn't pull them down. And we need something stronger than just a tiny little nail to hold them up because it's a 10, 12-foot expanse?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just curious because I didn't. I see the extension cord.
Don't ask. Just don't ask. We tried. We tried really hard.
No. The store looks great, and hopefully for those of you that can make it, I know there's a lot of you in the chat can't. I will try to take some pictures. That is on my agenda for this week. So, love to take some pictures of the store and. You can check it out. So,
yep. In fact, we just added some posters from Pilot, the awesome John Lane Vice President of Pilot USA, sent us some really cool posters, so we put those in the back with this big box that Dave decorated. So we're getting there.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So like in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, there have been, I can count no less than three times a particular topic that has come up on some of the online forums. And I thought, you know what, I don't know that we've discussed this. We may have at some point, but it's a good, people ask this question all the time. I thought, well, you know what, for some people, maybe a good refresher. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've also had people who have emailed us and asked
about
this particular thing.
So the question is, flex nibs are the big thing. I mean, they have been for the last 3 years, quite popular, and especially with the onset of the Noodlers and the Ponset that came out, I guess now we're going on 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks ago, it spurs the question, why don't pen manufacturers make flexible nibs?
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, that's the question, really. Why don't they make them anymore?
Why are there no or very few modern flexible nibs?
Real flex nibs. You have a few pens. You have the Noodlers pens, the Ahabs, Conrads, the Nib Creepers, the Neponsets. Steel nib, fair amount of flexibility. You have Miki and Pilot Falcons that are soft. Sadly, most people think they're a full flex nib, and you hear story after story about. In fact, I just read a story today about someone who bought a used Falcon, and the nib is sprung because mm-hmm. they're trying to use it as a flex nib. Well, quite simply, the reason is number one, the cost. Pen manufacturers don't want to shoulder the cost of making something that not everybody wants.
Well, and to get a true flex nib, you really can't do that with steel. I mean,
right.
By its very nature, I mean, think about what steel is used to build. You don't want your buildings, you know, your skyscrapers or whatever, to flex.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have gold, obviously, which is soft, 14K. All the vintage Waterman nibs are 14 karat, right? But it's a combination, that special combination of alloys that make the nib and the cut, of course, low shoulders on the nib, long tines, that makes the flexible nib. And for a manufacturer to do that, they end up having to take on a lot of probability of customer service issues, returns, people who buy it and they spring the nib or the nib breaks. I mean, I've seen Omos nibs that catch the paper wrong. John Modishaw's got a picture of an Omos nib that caught the paper wrong and bent one of the tines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a serious issue, and pen manufacturers don't want to, they don't want to have that liability.
Well, and as Jonathan in the chat is saying, that the ability to use a flex nib is no longer taught to the public.
Right.
They're not taught in school. People don't use these on a regular basis. And so you have people who think that a flex nib means you press really hard and you spring the nib and then you want to send it back because it's broken, and that's not how it works.
Right. Yeah. Now, when Waterman and Conklin and Wall were making these wonderful nibs, Spencerian, fine writing was that was it. I mean, you go to school, you're taught handwriting, and so that was the tool. Nowadays, I mean, they're not even teaching handwriting in school in some cases. We find a lot of people who think every nib should be flexible. I've had some people who I've lent my sailors to, which are fairly firm nibs, and they're trying to flex the thing, which of course makes me. Yeah, yeah.
It's not that pretty.
Did I hit him? I can't remember. Did I slap him?
No, you did quickly take the pen back.
No, but you know, yeah, that's the thing. There are some people that think that every nib should be flexible, and they try to see how flexible every nib is, and that's just really not the case. The topic just came up three times literally this week, and I just thought, you know, it's not possible. If a manufacturer were able to do it, and certainly somebody should be able to do it. You're talking about a pen that's probably going to be running in the neighborhood of $400 plus, and so to cover all R&D, and even if they did that, two things are going to happen, right? People are going to complain it's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't flex enough.
Yep. Now, there are some pens that are advertised as flexible to a point. You know, Noodler's, for a steel nib, it does have some flexibility.
Yep. And so the best bang for your buck right there.
The Conrads, the Ahabs, all of the ones with the flex nibs, you know, for $20 or $40 if you go with the acrylic or the ebonite, that's still not a bad price for the opportunity in a safe way to play with some flex. The music nib, from what I've heard, I haven't played with mine too much.
You inked it up the other day.
I did.
I saw you.
That's pretty impressive for me. I don't do flex and I don't do big nibs, but I figured I'd play with it.
Yep.
That does have some softness. Some people are saying that it's not as flexy, but given the tines, you know, you can't expect it to bend in half. The Stipula Model T, the T-Flex nib, also has some flexibility. But again, it's not going to be that Waterman 14-karat wet noodle that some people think it should be.
Right. So. And actually, an interesting conversation I had with a customer last week.
We do have some fun conversations.
We do. The gentleman, he had been in the store, and he had spoken with Dave when we were on at a show, and he wanted a flexible nib pen. And so we're talking and we're going through some of the options, and he had a Parker that he wanted to put a flexible nib in, and I said, well, first of all, if we find a Parker, a flexible nib for your Vacumatic, it's going to be pricey. They're very, very uncommon. You're better off buying another pen that has a flexible nib instead of trying to retrofit that. And then we got to talking, and it turned out that all he really wanted was line variation and not so much a flexible nib. If anything, he wanted to be able to write faster.
Yep.
Because I explained to him, with a flexible nib, you have to write slower. You have to slow everything down, and everything is very deliberate. And he said, well, no, that's not what I want at all. He says, I need to write faster. And so we started talking about italics and stubs, and that's really, really, really what he's looking for. And he's going to be coming into the store. I think he said he was coming in this week to look at some italic options. So in many cases, everybody wants their writing to look better. But
me too.
Yeah, and me as well. I have one letter that I can make really well, and I need to work on the other 25.
You do the S really well.
My S is mean. It's really great. You know, for some people, maybe it's an italic. You know, you get a big wide downstroke, you got a narrow crossstroke, and that's and that will be sufficient for a lot of people. So, modern flex nibs, I don't think we're ever going to see it. We're going to see half attempts to put that rated PG.
You know, I wouldn't call the Noodlers a half attempt. Nathan, who certainly comes from a vintage background, Nathan has given it his all. And we're in no way saying that a Noodler's pen is a half attempt, but what Nathan is trying to do is offer something close to the vintage Flex nib at a good value. And that's his big thing, is that, you know, a true Flex nib is going to cost a whole lot of money, and the economy and the users can't won't bear that. So right. This is a great option to try it.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm not dissing the newers anyway. I think the Neponsa is really, really a great pen.
I like the acrylics.
Yeah, and the acrylics are nice too. And the other thing is a lot of people, what I don't think a lot of people understand, if they don't come from a vintage background, is a three-tined nib is next to impossible to find on any vintage pen. I mean, you just can't find them. Okay, Platinum makes one nowadays. Who else makes a three-tined music nib? Sailor's music nib is great. It's two tines. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's so much more engineering that goes into a three-tined nib than a two-tined nib. I don't think people understand how great an achievement that is in a pen that's only $75.
Yes.
So, and it's flexible. I mean, because you could have a non-flexible music nib would be significantly easier than a flexible one. But Nathan goes right off the, you know, right off the charts, makes a flexible music nib. So anyway.
Yep. He's very passionate about what he does.
So anyway, that's my little
infomercial, or I guess not an infomercial.
It's not a rant, but just...
Not a little info portion.
Yeah, it's just not, and it comes up all the time. People ask, well, why can't they make, you know, it's not as easy as it seems. Nobody's going to make one. I sincerely doubt in my lifetime we'll ever see a modern manufacturer that makes a Flex nib pen that's, if they make it, that's under $500.
Yep.
So, I mean, even the Visconti Palladium nibs, which are Dream Touch nibs, are great. They're soft. It's not a real Flex nib. So, anyway.
This past weekend, we came home from the store. It was Saturday that we put all the patio stuff away?
Yeah, I think it was Saturday.
You know, we were in Columbus. I can't believe we were in Columbus just a week and a half ago. No wonder. Yep. I was so tired by the end of the week. It was getting home from Columbus week, and apparently I missed a board meeting yesterday.
Oops. Well, you didn't. They didn't tell you. They didn't send it to you.
I know. I didn't get the email. So anyway, on Saturday we put away all the patio furniture, the outdoor umbrella, all of the we put up the rest of the storm windows that we hadn't put up, just in time for it to snow. Which means I'm sad.
Yeah,
I know. A whole very long winter of me going, it's cold. So anyway, there's a moral to this.
I'm going to make the announcement. This is when the official start of the I Married for Love and...
I gave up heat and sunshine
for true love. That's the official season for that.
It is. Every day I gave up heat and sunshine for true love. Jack up that thermostat. So the point is that here in Wisconsin, it is now cold. It's very cold.
Yeah, 16 degrees, I think. Was that the high today?
Yeah.
It was like 16 when we left this morning and 16 when we came back tonight. So
I'm not sure it got any warmer.
It didn't get much warmer than that. So
the point is that we ship all over the world, and we ship a lot of ink to all of you all over the place. In the winter, there are some days that we will not ship. We will not hand over deliveries to the mail person. Amanda, we love you. If it is too cold, and if we know for sure that packages with ink are going to sit, especially when it gets below freezing or definitely below zero, we will hold your package for a couple days because ink bottles will freeze.
Yeah. Even though they're well insulated and well wrapped, we don't want to take the chance. We haven't had, as far as I'm aware of, ever had a bottle break.
Nope, not yet.
We have shipped out. So But what some people do is they take the advantage and they buy all their ink before the winter to get them through the winter, which I read about it the other day, and I'm like, okay, that makes sense, but I just laughed. I just thought that was really funny that people do that. So you can?
Well, it's an option to stock up. We do have a discount for quantity, for bulk rate. You know, the other thing is the toucan ink is in the plastic pouches.
There we go. That's not going to bust.
That's not going to break. So those are cool. But we will have it up on the site that there may come a day, especially if we are advised by our mail person, who is phenomenal. She is awesome.
Yep.
So if Amanda says that it's going to sit in her truck or it's going to sit on the dock, we will not take that chance. We would rather that you have to wait a day than receive your package and have your ink be broken.
Yeah, and we'll let you know too.
Yeah. The other thing is if you do receive a bottle of ink that is frozen, if it hasn't cracked, don't heat it up, don't put it in the microwave, don't put it in warm water, just set it someplace, it's sort of like dealing with frostbite, set it someplace and just let it thaw. And then maybe give it a gentle, I wouldn't even call it a shake, but kind of tip it upside down just to make sure that everything is in the proportion it's supposed to be, and it should be good to go.
Our sustained temperatures that we want shipped is being asked. Usually, when it gets below zero, like 5 to 10 below, forget it.
There were a couple days last year when it was consistently minus 10 for a couple days, and we waited.
Yeah, and it's usually like the end of January that it's the coldest. And in Wisconsin, typically we get one sustained week out of the year where it's minus 10, minus 20. And then those weeks we do as little as possible. So if it gets that, we'll hold it out. We'll hold off and we'll wait. So, but anyway, so there's the ink portion of the program.
And Andrew's saying ship it in a plastic bag. We always ship our ink in plastic bags.
Oh, yeah, always. Everything's always in a plastic bag, yep. So.
Anyway. We have a giveaway.
We do. We have a giveaway. And this runs until December
19th.
Okay. And I think this is something, this is pretty cool. Thanks to Sailor and Itoya.
We didn't expect that.
We
planned this giveaway. We've had this planned for, I don't know, a month?
About a month, yeah.
A little over a month. We love, you guys know, we love Sailor pets. We each have several. We have been so excited to carry the brand for the last year and a half. We use them every day. We think very highly of the company and of the people. I mean, this is a relationship that we just really, I don't want to sound cheesy, but we really do cherish the relationship. Our sales rep is phenomenal. Our contacts at Itoya are just wonderful. And so we thought, okay, we want to do something for Christmas. What do we want to give away? And we thought, well, we love Sailor. We'd love to get somebody else hooked on Sailor, so let's give away a Sailor. We also decided we needed to have a second place, so we're going to give away a pen for the first prize and two bottles of ink for second prize.
And the pen is just not and then this isn't something like, you know, that's been hanging around the store and we're trying to get rid of. You get your choice. The 1911 standard, red, blue, black, or yellow. And your choice of any of the seven standard nibs, it includes extra fine, fine, medium fine, medium, broad, zoom, or music. So we normally have all those in stock anyway. So, it's real simple. It is a what is the term? It is a contest. Mm-hmm. You have to be creative. Any order over $35, it's a special card. It's a red card, and I forgot to bring the it's a special card.
It's on the blog.
Yeah. It's business card size, and all you have to do is you have to take a picture of your order and post it on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
With the red card.
With the red card to prove that you got it. And then be creative, and then at the end of the at the end of the contest, Lisa and I and Dave will pick the best, our favorite, and second favorite entries. And those will be awarded the 1911S and the two bottles of Sailor Ink. So it is not random. Just to clarify that, there is no write-in. It is based on creativity, so there it is. Full details available at the blog, so you can check it out.
Now, the nice thing is that we did contact Atoya Sailor, the distributors of Sailor, and we just wanted to let them know that if they had questions or if they saw this on the web somewhere, you know, yes, we are giving away a Sailor pen, and they have generously offered to donate it. So that's super sweet. Everybody at the store is excited, Brian, Dave, and I, and the people at Atoya are excited to be part of that. So big props to them for stepping up. We had no intention that they would offer it. We just wanted to let them know we were doing this, and it was super awesome of them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Now, the second prize winner, if you don't win the pen, you still get some really awesome stuff. You get two bottles of Sailor Ink. You get the Yamadori, which is the clear winner in the new seasonal ink colors.
Yeah, it's killer.
And you get a bottle of the recently discontinued Ultramarine, that kind of purpley-blue color. That's really pretty.
Nice, nice. So,
beautiful color, two bottles of Sailor Ink. Super well-behaved ink, gorgeous colors. That Yamadori is kind of that teal green with the red sheen. That is cool stuff.
Yeah, I've got it in my my Naginata Toji right here with the music nibs. Love this pen. Love this pen.
Yeah. But speaking of discontinued Sailor Ink.
Okay, so let's do a little backstory here. So we're in Ohio. And we're talking with, I believe it was DeLee.
Was it DeLee? I think it was DeLee.
It was DeLee.
And, so DeLee, everybody say thank you to DeLee for this.
Everybody say thank you to DeLee. We're talking with DeLee about green inks. And she happens to have, and so I'm telling her about our new inks that we have. And how I've been using the Appleton Pens Green Bay. And I have it in one of my Omas, and it's really a lovely color. It's a lovely shade. And she happens to have a pen. I apologize, I don't remember which pen it was.
Chime in.
But it was inked up with Sailor Epinard. And we used to use Epinard actually at the store and on the,
at shows
as tester ink. So if somebody wanted to test a pen, we used Epinard because it's just such a lovely color.
It's gorgeous.
And so I had scribbled on the paper with Green Bay, and we tested her pen on the same pad, and wouldn't you know it, if the colors aren't spot on, I really couldn't tell the difference. I mean, they're super, super close. And we had actually we'd actually saved when Epinard went out. When it was discontinued, we saved three bottles for ourselves. Now, I should note that I had never actually filled a pen with Epinard, but we use it so much in the store. It's such a lovely color. So, since we have a pretty much endless supply of Green Bay, I decided we would give up our 3 bottles of Epinard. And
that's a big step for us.
Well,
like hoard ink.
Yeah, I mean it's nice ink, but I think someone who really wants it should have it. I'm very happy with the our own Green Bay ink, and I'm actually going to put it up on the website right now.
Yeah. So if any of you want a bottle of Epinard, and that was, I believe, the second color to sell out when Sailor discontinued 6 colors this past summer. The Sky High sold out almost immediately, followed by the Epinard, and then Grenade. So if you want a bottle of Epinard, there are only 3. Go now.
Yeah, I'll put it in there. There it is.
What is it they say for the, like, the phone telethons? People are standing by.
People are standing by. Well, we're not really standing by. There it is. So anyway, I'm donating my bottles of Epinard. Our bottles of Epinard.
Our bottles.
Yep.
You get one, I get one, we share one.
Well, I tell you what's happening, though. When we get back to the store tomorrow, see, now I have my bottle of Robin's Egg here.
Mm-hmm.
I am grabbing a bottle of that Green Bay, and I'm going to... I'm sick of using, you know, I go in and I fill up a pen with the ink sample. I mean, that works if you're trying something out, but I want to fill up a pen, so...
Cool. All right.
There it is. What else we got?
Well, we've got a couple things going on in the store. You know, the holiday season downtown, stop on in or check the website. We will have some new things going up here and there. The new Retro 51 Popper comes out tomorrow.
Yes, and it is not the zombie that they showed on their Facebook.
I can't imagine George approving that. I just can't. So there is a new popper that is being released tomorrow, and we will be getting some. And
I don't know what they are.
I don't know, but I've already placed my orders.
So I hope they look nice.
I want X many.
There are no Bigfoot, big feet on them.
No. Oh, there you go. Operators are standing by. Thank you, Tim. and the new Field Notes came out.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot about that.
Yes. We got the new Field Notes Ambition that just came in today.
Now, that looks really cool.
Now, it's an kind of an olive green one. I can't tell. Kind of a brownish on the middle one and a sort of burgundy. But these have gilt edges, gold-covered edges. And one of them is a 48-page ledger book. One is a 56-week date book, and the third one is 48-page graph. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and in a nice touch, they have gold staples.
Yes, they're very well done. Yeah, perfect time of year for something a little blingy.
Yeah.
So
they're nice. Those are up on the site, too. So kind of toward the bottom of the page, but... Yeah, Lisa, I walk into the store this afternoon, and there's this box there, and Lisa's like, oh, I've got good news and bad news. There's this huge box of Field Notes.
I forgot they were coming in.
Yeah, so.
Well, you know, we placed the order, and Field Notes is in Chicago, so we get them the very next day after they ship, and we ordered them a couple days ago, and I didn't check tracking.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, I love it when Chad just brings us presents. It's awesome.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So, that's it. Is that it? You got some
shout outs? We, you know, we've got more stuff coming in. We've got all sorts of stuff, but it's all commercial and sales pitchy, so let's just skip that.
Yep.
We do have a couple shout outs, and I'm not sure which is more important.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. To Ron, who doesn't watch the podcast, doesn't do Facebook, but he does do the president of the PCA. So a big thank you to Ron for wanting to be president. My life is so much.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And to our friends Bob and Meg, who run the Green Gecko Grocery and Deli. It's a little deli in the plaza, in the Appleton City Center. They're expanding their deli. And so to Bob and Meg, we wish you a very easy grand opening tomorrow morning.
I'll totally stop it in. Okay, because it's actually closer to the house now. So
they're not opening till 10 tomorrow.
They're not opening till 10?
That's what it says. They've done so well in the plaza in the last 4 years, they're opening a second location. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's closer to our house. So that could be dangerous.
Well, and he said he's going to have an expanded liquor section here in Y.
He's got some, they like to specialize in organic foods, in homegrown foods, local farmers, local artisans, special artisan breads and special cheeses and everything is local, which is really cool. But they have some really interesting lunch specials, and the plaza that they've expanded in is a big, would you call it condos?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. It's the bottom floor of like a condo building, and they don't have any kind of food or deli or anything, so it's really a perfect place for this. And so
yeah, we have actually looked there
for our store.
For our store.
But I like where we are now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But to Bob and Meg, we wish you a very easy grand opening tomorrow. And I'm a little nervous because in the warmer weather, it's on our way both to and from work. So yeah, it could be dangerous.
Well, I mean,
stop in for a muffin on the way, or stop in for a quick something to take, take out for dinner.
It's kind of 2 blocks out of the way, but might be on our evening walk, maybe.
There you go. So anyway, we wish them a good opening.
Yep. All right. Anything else? Wrap this up.
No, I've got some writing to do, and you've got some maintenance to do, and we will go back to work and keep putting stuff up on the site.
Yep. Oh, and my apologies to John, Jonathan, for not getting my article in on time.
Ooh. All
right. But my proofreader will proofread my article, and it will be in the next edition of The Pennant, hopefully. Not the next one, but the next one after that. So, anyway, let's see.
That's it?
Okay. Thanks for
listening. Use your pens.
Use your pens, right? There's like a bunch of stuff on here that we never say that's on the script. We just kind of, I don't know if you're ever.
You should like us on Facebook and check out the new Appleton Pen Club if you're local. There you go. Now we said it.
All right. If you like this podcast on YouTube, like by clicking on the thumbs up. Use your pens. Write to us at 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online. Email us just to check out the new email address. Make sure it works.
Brian@AndersonPens.com.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.com. You can also check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all those other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.AndersonPens.com.
And the website is now officially AndersonPens.com.
It's really weird to say after all these years.
I know, it is.
Join a mailing list and check out the blog for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.